broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, and happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio, hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. No doubt continues now. This is the broadcast for November 1st in the year of our Lord, 2022. This is hour two of two in the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, to promote God, family, and country, using the blueprint for liberty, the Constitution of the United States of America, the supreme law of the land, using the checks and balances our founding fathers put in place. That is still a great solution at our fingertips. Rejecting revolution, standing for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Ladies and gentlemen, a couple of quick housekeeping chores before we continue here. Our listener Jason emailed us and said, you know what, Liberty Roundtable Live is a blessing. You and your staff put out the most timely, truthful, worthwhile news of anyone else in the business by far. Thank you, Jason. We appreciate that, sir. We're doing the very best we can. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we also need to highlight this for you about Eric. Eric is the electronic whatever registration system. It's totally bogus. They're in 33 states. They're in Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, District of Columbia, Florida, Georgia, Illinois, Iowa, Kentucky, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan, Minnesota, Missouri, Nevada, New Jersey, New Mexico, Ohio, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, South Carolina, Texas, Utah, Vermont, Virginia, Washington, West Virginia, and Wisconsin. The good news is they got rid of it in Louisiana, ladies and gentlemen. But understand, you have to turn everything over to Eric, all the voter rolls, all the vehicle voter registration, and everything else. Eric then takes all of these lists and adds USPS data and Social Security records from the state, folks. And believe it or not, then they keep track of so many things, it's not funny. They add the Social Security records from the state, and all of this information on every person living in each state is stored in Eric's, quote, massive artificial intelligence system, whether you are a voter or not, whether you are a citizen or not, your name, your personal information and data, it's all stored with Eric. We need to get rid of Eric immediately, folks. And by the way, Tom DeWeese over at AmericanPolicy.org and others can help you jettison your Eric contract. Now, we need to read a quick statement from Catherine Engelbrecht and Greg Phillips over at True the Vote. Sheriff Matt, can you pull that up and do that real quick, and then we'll introduce our guest.
Okay, I sure will, Sam. Thank you. Okay, here we go. True the Vote calls for the immediate release of founder Catherine Engelbrecht and contractor Greg Phillips, who were jailed for contempt today, talking about yesterday, for refusing to deliver to Conic, which is a company out of owned by China, the name of the third party who was present at a presentation of evidence of Conic's wrongdoing. This evidence was provided to the LA District Attorney's Office in their investigation of Conic, which resulted in the arrest of CEO Eugene Yu, spelled Y-U. True the Vote attorneys are expediting an appeal seeking to have Engelbrecht and Phillips released. And by the way, CSPOA echoes that request. They should not be in jail. This is a quote now from Catherine Engelbrecht. Trust, honesty, and respect will always be our highest values regarding both our work and our lives. As a result, we will be held in jail until we agree to give up the name of a person we believe was not covered under the terms of the judge's TRO. We ask that you keep us in your prayers. Thank you to those who continue supporting and believing in us and our mission to make elections safe, for all parties and for all people. Wow.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. And our prayers are with Catherine Engelbrecht and Greg. I submit to you that they should not release this information to the judge. This is intimidation at the highest order. They have the right to keep their sources to themselves. Really, what's at issue is this corruption and criminal activity that Mr. Yu and others were involved in. And I don't understand why they claim this relates to Catherine and Greg, though. But anyway, TRO, just so everybody knows, relates to temporary restraining order, just so you know. So this is where they're basically forcing them to go to jail. They're forcing them to talk, violating the Fourth and Fifth Amendments, et cetera, et cetera. There's a serious problem here, Sheriff. And right before the election, I submit that it's more election fraud.
It's certainly a way to tell Catherine and Greg to shut up and mind your own business. That's what this really is. However, Sam, if the L.A. County attorney was in his office was investigating Connick and Eugene Yu, who has now been arrested, who Catherine Engelbrecht herself and Greg told you and me in Las Vegas on July 12th and 13th in a private meeting that Connick was the one company behind a lot of the election fraud, and that she even mentioned Eugene Yu at that meeting. And
that's right.
Now he has been arrested lawfully by the Los Angeles County prosecutor. And so my question, if he's not the one requesting that name, then the judge is way out of line. He's out of line anyway. But if the attorney who's made this arrest and has done the investigation is not making that request, then why is the judge worried about it?
Well, it says in the press release, Greg and Catherine already gave it to the prosecutor in L.A.
Well, then the judge, his deal is with the attorney, with the prosecuting attorney. I understand that the lawyers for you are going to want to have that information. And sooner or later, when this goes to trial, that will be decided. But it's not for the judge to make a decision on that right now. It's not his deal. You do not have to divulge witnesses, especially when you've already promised them that. What's the judge going to do? Take the name and make it public and put this guy in danger?
That's the problem.
This guy's life could be in danger.
Yes.
No. Not making sense, Judge. So, obviously, this is aimed at Catherine and Greg.
Eugene, has he been released? I think the answer is yes.
He was arrested.
Now Greg and Catherine can't get out of jail. They won't let him go.
Well,
what do you say to that, Richard?
Well, that's what I was just commenting about, the irony and the hypocrisy and the corruption of that right there. The suspect has been released. The people who provided the information to put him there or help provide the information are now in jail.
Documentation is showing now Mr. Yu is a spy and the FBI knows it. So part of the problem is when Greg and Catherine went to the FBI pretended they were concerned and gathered all the information from Catherine and Greg. The FBI knew this guy was a spy the whole time, and literally the FBI did nothing about it and now turned against Catherine and Greg, and the judge right now is here to double down on that claim. That alone is crazy.
Sam,
all right,
because they're supporting the attack against the big lie and those freaks and racists and bigots who believe that there was election fraud in 2020. Fraud and corruption are continuing.
I want to get our guest, Weston Martinez, involved in this. He's an arbitrator and a government affairs strategist. He is concerned as much as we are about election fraud. His website is called voterfbi.org. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. Once again, sir.
Hey, man, good to see you guys. I'm glad to be amongst friends. And I'm thankful that we fight for the Constitution because Lord knows we need more people doing that. And thank Sheriff Mack and CSPOA and what you guys do to help educate those sheriffs on their constitutional authority. You know, commenting about Catherine Engelbrecht, I think a lot of people saw the movie L.A. Confidential, Sheriff Mack. And for something like this to happen out of L.A., I don't know that we're shocked with as much theater as goes on over there. I mean, the sheer fact that the CEO, that's the spy, was not told that the information was not requested by the judge of who the third person was, that to me is the biggest hypocrisy there. You know, you already had the guy detained. You could have got him to tell you who the third person was or who they purported that the third person was.
Right.
But yet they chose.
But I have a question. Why do we even need to know about this other person that was whatever? And look, is their data stored on communist Chinese servers accessible to the Communist Party? We claimed it was true. Now they've doubled down and proved it's true. You know, why do we need to find the source for Catherine, find the source for Greg? What difference does that really make? Either the facts are true or they're not, regardless of the source. And what are they going to do with that source information either way? What they're trying to do is frame Greg and Catherine, as far as I can tell, and pin a crime on them, too, so they go down. And then the whole election integrity discussion will be tainted or in question over this. That's kind of what their goal is, because they know, you know what, this bird has wings. We'll talk about that with Weston Martinez and Sheriff Richard Mack in seconds on Liberty Roundtable Live.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
The Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Weston Martinez, our guest. Election fraud continues, no doubt about it, ladies and gentlemen. This Catherine Engelbrecht issue with Greg Phillips is hot, baby. We're with Weston Martinez, voterfbi.org, and Sheriff Richard Mack. And I said right before the pause, look, the reason they want to arrest Catherine and Greg and not let them go, the reason they want to force them to give this name, what they're trying to do is frame and trap Greg and maybe they made a misstep. They're gonna drag them through the mud, find out where a misstep was. They want to taint this whole claim of election fraud. Yeah, you got arrested, but so what? Greg and Catherine are the real criminals. They're the ones that are election deniers, and they're trying to paint this whole narrative. We've got to stand up for the truth, Weston.
Absolutely, and you know what? This is nothing more than suppression and public oppression at the highest forms. When you have a government agency, whether it's a judge or a three-letter agency, that's out there carrying on Gestapo-style tactics, where they're taking the people that are reporting crime and turning them into alleged criminals, we know that that something is absolutely wrong. And this is more reason why each one of you, the people that are listening here today, it's more reason for you to get engaged and recognize they want you to believe that you're outnumbered and outgunned. But I would tell you, we've been that way in this country before, and we've always wound up on top.
Roger that, Sheriff Mack.
Amen. And Weston did say something, you know, to be here with friends. Weston and I are good friends, and we've met, and I really appreciate his dedication to America and to Texas and to the truth. And what he just said was absolutely true. We have a Gestapo working in America. I have said this before, Weston. I don't know if I told it to you personally when I was there, met with you, but it goes without saying, but I'm going to say it again. The greatest threat to our God-given constitutional American liberty is our own federal government. And the FBI is part of that. And I, as I was telling Phil Lyman before we got going here, and Darleaf, Sheriff Darleaf from Berry County, Michigan, who has been doing his own election fraud investigation for about 2.5 years now, it is just this. The FBI has some good people that work for them, but I question them too. Why are you not speaking out? Why do you still work for an FBI that is a political hit team going after people like Catherine and Greg? They went after them when they first, when Catherine and Greg first reported this to the FBI, they were so naive, thinking that the evidence they had amassed should be investigated by a law enforcement, a reputable law enforcement agency. They went to them. What did they do with it? They attacked and went after the people who reported it. They went after Greg Engelbrecht through the vote, Greg Phillips and Catherine Engelbrecht, and they went after them. Same thing with so many people who have brought this forward, sheriffs who have tried to do something about this, CSPOA who's tried to do something about this, Weston Martinez, Liberty Roundtable. It's one attack after another towards the people who are trying to just simply say, we want to know the truth. It is amazing.
It
but
is,
Weston,
Weston,
thanks so much for being on.
Well, absolutely, and I'm thankful for you guys, and I'm so glad I got to reconnect with you, you know, just here in the last year and a half, 2 years, and, you know, I know you got a lot of good listeners, and I've shared this with a bunch of people that are listening today that might be new listeners to the program. Go in and join CSPOA and become a member. You don't have to be in law enforcement to be a supporting member. So, you know, follow Sam's show, Liberty Roundtable. They do a lot of information. So
CSPOA.org, ladies and gentlemen, to get that done. Now, I want to talk to Weston Martinez about a couple of different things that he's working on. Weston really has made a difference over at VoterFBI.org. Check that out. But, Weston, there's so many ways they cheat. We've caught them at it, from the 2,000 mules to the evidence of data stored on communist Chinese servers, the FBI going after Greg Phillips and Catherine Engelbrecht, proving the FBI is in bed with the Communist Party and the Chinese. Ladies and gentlemen, this is serious. That's one election fraud issue, the FBI being involved in suppressing information on Joe and Hunter, promoting false information on Donald Trump, another way they committed vote fraud, forcing the media to be in bed with them on that. But now I want to talk specifically about voting machine reliability. We're questioning that, ladies and gentlemen. Here's the question. Are these machines classified and certified as industrial equipment? Because if so, there's laws that apply there that are being violated. Weston?
There are laws that apply there, and I'm working on a mass action lawsuit to get every one of those machines decertified and require each county to properly certify every one of those machines. And this is no different than cars on the road or tires on your vehicle, or, you know, most people don't know that law enforcement is supposed to train annually with their tasers. Imagine if we had the certifying entity that was certifying these law enforcement or tasers that were using bad equipment. Imagine if we had an engineering firm that machine is certifying the density of steel and the density of concrete, you know, for bridges that are being made across the United States. Imagine if those machines were not proper calibrated, and you know, we would jump to getting those people held accountable. And these machines fall in the same category as an industrial machine, as irony would have it.
All right, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. They claim these machines are all fine, but that's what the Tina Peters discussion is all about. She proved the machines were problematic. The Democrats, as well as the Republicans, have complained about machines being hacked into. There's been people who have testified before Congress, hacked into machines in front of Congress, proving that these machines are a problem. But the next concern that I have is the dual sovereignty reality that Sheriff Richard Mack's Supreme Court case highlighted about dual sovereignty. The general government, or the FBI, the CIA, the Justice Department, whatever, had no authority in state and or local elections. But now we hear that federal agents plan to show up on election day. How do we stop these criminals from showing up and tampering with and manipulating the elections, Weston? This is a big issue too, right?
Oh, it's a huge issue. And this is where, you know, I learned information, honestly, from Sheriff Mack and his team about the constitutional authority that the sheriffs have. I mean, I understood it loosely, but I didn't understand it to the simplistic gravity of the situation. And when you realize that most states in the United States, their state constitution delegates the chain of authority legally to the sheriffs for a local control scenario. And the sheriff, as a chief law enforcement official, can tell the federal government, get the hell out of here. You know, no different than in Texas, you know, we created a railroad commission so that we could tell the federal government with the EPA, get the hell out of here. We don't need you. We created the land commission so that we could keep the Bureau of Land Management out of Texas. And, you know, so there's many situations where these individuals are going to try to come in, and they're going to try to go to big major counties like Harris County in Texas, which is the Houston area, Maricopa County in Arizona. We're already seeing different things be issued out by the DOJ and by other groups that are letting us know that they are planning on putting inspectors in different places. And then all they're going to do is try to sequester ballots and hijack voting locations just long enough for the rest of the votes to get counted. And then, you know, they'll let it go at the point where it doesn't hurt them any longer or allows it to benefit their overall desired outcome. So it's simple. It's a little technical, but it is overall just them being acting like oligarchs and trying to go past their state authority.
They literally are engaged in criminal activity, Sheriff Mack.
Yes, and I think Weston did a great analysis of that whole thing. And yes, voter fraud is now being looked at by sheriffs in Texas and in several other states. It's happening in Yuma County, Arizona, where even months ago people were arrested. That we had yesterday or day before, I can't remember which day, but it's been very recent. Well, actually, it was Sunday, I believe, that Brnovich, the attorney general for Arizona, was on 60 Minutes and assailed immensely those from the Trump camp and others who have made claims of election fraud. And he called anybody doing that clowns. Well, the reason he did that is because he did not get Trump's endorsement, and he lost in the primary to Blake Masters running for U.S. Senate. So when people will start looking at the selfish little babies and the whiners, that's really where it is.
All right, when we come back, ladies and gentlemen, Weston Martinez has a couple of important things happening in the great state of Texas. You got to get a hold of these details. When they claim we don't have evidence, oh, let's go toe-to-toe and find out, shall we? You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You- USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump has asked the Supreme Court of the United States to block a congressional committee from obtaining his tax records from the Treasury Department. Chief Justice John Roberts on Tuesday put a temporary hold on the handover to thoroughly investigate the legality of obtaining such personal information and why the Democrat-controlled House Ways and Means Committee needs the information. Republican Representative Lee Zeldin takes the lead in the New York gubernatorial race in his attempt to oust Democrat Governor Kathy Hochul. According to a Trufolgar Group poll announced overnight, just under 1,200 voters were asked. 53% of those responding are registered Democrats. President Biden's first day in office, he single-handedly destroyed America's energy independence. That single policy is coming back to haunt the Democrat president, as the midterm elections are not polling well for Biden's party. The president continued to blame others for America's woes under his watch.
Oil companies, record profits today, are not because they're doing something new or innovative. Their profits are a windfall of war, the windfall from the brutal conflict that's ravaging Ukraine.
Israelis began voting on Tuesday in the country's election amid a tight race between Prime Minister Yair Lapid and opposition leader Benjamin Netanyahu. It's Israel's fifth election in less than 4 years. Elon Musk has ended Twitter's board of directors, making his control over the social media platform absolute. The multi-billionaire will be its chief executive after buying the company last week for $44 billion. There were no big treats from the Halloween night Powerball drawing, as none of the tickets sold matched all six numbers. This means the next drawing Wednesday night will be for a massive $1.2 billion jackpot, the fourth largest in history. USA Radio News.
Paid for by Govmint.com.
The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Sam Bushman, Weston Martinez, Sheriff Richard Mack on your radio. Weston, my question to you is, why on earth are Katherine Engelbrecht and Greg Phillips literally on trial? Seems like they're going to keep them forever.
You know, it's exactly what we saw happen with the people that went, that are detained currently unlawfully for January 6th. And as you know, I've got several clients under my arbitration practice, and these guys have been held against, you know, without being charged, which is a violation, and they're not getting charged, they're not getting a sentence, and quite honestly, they're being treated worse than the people that are in Guantanamo Bay related to the 9/11 travesty, and they are trying their best to make people like your listeners and you, Sam, and you, Sheriff Mack, and people like me, they're trying to do their best to make us go back where we came from and to close our eyes and just let them continue to politically rape the system and us not do anything about it. And I would say to everybody listening, if somebody was getting raped in the car next to you, what would you do about it? That is exactly what you need to do about these elections and about our democracy and about our freedom and our Constitution. You need to get off the couch, quit being a keyboard warrior, and get in the game.
Let's be very clear. We have a republic, not a democracy, but I get the point. And I will say this, though. You know, that's why a lot of people, and I've got a listener that just emailed me as well, who basically says, you know what, Sam, this is why I'm for the militias. They can't just hold people indefinitely. They can't just violate the law like this. There's due process. There's rule of law. There's all kind of things, the speedy trial, Fourth and Fifth Amendments, you know, your right to not incriminate yourself, your right to remain you know, to not be forced to speak out or say things or do things. All these rights are being violated. And at some point, the militias are supposed to stop this. Anyway, it gets pretty dicey fast, Sheriff Mack. But I do get his point that, you know what? At what point can we take the next step to defend liberty and to protect we the people from out-of-control government? Or do we just let them have their way with us, like in World War II or whatever, like Hitler and stuff? At what point do we say no? And what point does pushback become justified to what level? Sheriff Mack?
You know what, Sam? This has been so amazing. And I have to blow Weston's horn a little bit. He's the one person nationally that came up with the issue of the January 6 arrestees that the FBI violated the law of extradition. In every single case, they would go out to California, they would go out to Idaho, they would go Michigan, all across the country, and then take these people out of their states without obeying any of the extradition laws.
And the sheriff should have stopped it, by the way.
Well, yeah, when you brought up, when Weston brought up, or you brought
up
the caller that said militias, it's not the militias that we need doing that. It's the sheriffs we need doing that. Yeah, I mean, the militias can do it too, but militias have already been maligned. Sheriffs have a legitimate position that no one can deny.
Well, as Weston said, though, if the sheriffs knew about it, and the sheriffs probably didn't know about it, but the sheriffs should say, hold on, you have no authority to arrest my citizen and extradite them to Washington, D.C., and hold them indefinitely in a prison without due process of law. You know what? Bring my citizen back. Let's discuss if due process was followed. Let's discuss if a speedy trial is being carried out.
Yeah, they can do that after
Let's discuss the evidence that you have to make sure that there's enough probable cause to justify your action. And the sheriff should be doing this, Weston.
Absolutely. And that's where, you know what, come election time, we're going to go hunting for different elected officials. And I'm not looking for a sheriff that's a lamb. I'm looking for a sheriff that's a lion, that has a good heart, that has great courage, and that's going to stand up for the truth regardless of who is on the other side of the equation. That's what we want. That's what we need. That's what CSPOA training does for sheriffs across the United States, and that's why I've asked people to join it and support it and be a part of it.
And militias should be in defense of their county sheriffs. The difference is militias can go across state lines. The problem with the militias right now, ladies and gentlemen, is we don't have any government officials that understand them and who will use them properly. You can't just have militias operate completely outside of government either, or you get other issues that we don't even want to discuss necessarily. But I agree these sheriffs need to stand boldly. Sheriffs need to deputize people to look into elections real time and keep an eye on the elections there. We really need to focus on what sheriffs can do here. Sheriffs have a big role. When the feds show up, the sheriffs need to show up too to these elections and say, look, you feds are operating outside the law. Sheriffs can escort these criminals from the general government out of elections. They have no authority to usurp or obstruct poll watchers. So sheriffs need to stand up against the feds here, Sheriff Mack.
Yes, they do, and in more ways than one. I would love to see a sheriff attempt to get Catherine and Greg out of jail with perhaps a order from his county attorney and the sheriff together to issue a writ of habeas corpus on that court that has imprisoned them. And say, if they are withholding information, that remains to be seen when the case unfolds. But it's certainly not at this point when there's at the beginning stages, they can finagle that. And that's the proper order of that. But I would love to see sheriffs get more involved in this. Every sheriff should be involved in the election fraud issue, making sure that it's not happening. And right now, sheriffs have a gargantuan responsibility now to verify how the votes are being tabulated in their counties with these ridiculous machines, but also how are they going to determine the proper chain of command, if you will, the evidence of securing the votes that have been released in every county. In Maricopa County, it's 1.8 million ballots have been issued to the public, and now they supposedly say that they will have a team to verify signatures on the ballots that they match up. That is absurd that an election system would be attempting to do such a thing. And so the sheriffs have been reluctant to get involved, and that's just really a sad tale on this whole election fraud story.
Amen to that. VoterFBI.org is Weston Martinez's website to get you involved in meaningful ways. To cover the country with truth, with accountability. You can report election fraud and a whole lot more at that website. VoterFBI.org is the website. Weston, let's talk about what you're doing. You got some incredible things coming up right now before the elections, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, if people want to get, you know, if they want to get their VFBI, VFBI shirt and wear it at a polling location, it is not campaign gear, so you can wear it inside of a polling location with a shirt that says VFBI, Voter FBI, Report Voter Fraud Now, and scare any of these low-level crooks from what they're doing. Before I tell you about what I've got going on in a major way, you know, you mentioned about, one of y'all mentioned about election deniers and stuff like that and people questioning the election. You know who else questioned an election? Hillary Clinton,
and Stacey Abrams, two of the biggest Democrats.
So, I mean, maybe those guys should be arrested by this guy in L.A. as well for the good of the public, because that's probably what's going to come out. That judge in Los Angeles is probably going to come out and say, well, I was trying to stop, quell a siege from uprising in my county. So that's why, that's part of the reason why we did it. But back to Texas and back to the major events, we work hand in hand with COSPOA anytime we can. And, one major thing that I have is an election official in Texas that is actually, calling for, I said, they're going to be doing something on election day that absolutely will 100% influence people and will 100% influence voters, and it will suppress the vote in a way that is catastrophic to one of the top 10 counties in Texas. So I eliminated it from 254. I'll tell you, it's one of the top 10 counties. And tomorrow, in front of the Secretary of State's office in Austin, Texas, we're going to have a press conference releasing that information and requesting the Secretary of State take action boldly and swiftly, and make sure that no one can do anything to try to suppress the vote of the people here in the United States of America. I've already got evidence. I've already got hard evidence. I've already got statements, and we've got sworn affidavits that are in process. And tomorrow at the Secretary of State's office, just on the south lawn of the Capitol, there on the steps, we will hold a press conference at 1 o'clock. It's going to be, you won't even believe what we disclose.
Hey, Cameron, get rid of the break.
Commercial. I'll tell you about the
next skip thing. The break. Okay. All right, we're skipping the break, Weston.
Okay.
So let's just continue Let's talk about some of the explosive information. Go ahead.
The second thing is I have evidence from a sheriff that we have individuals that are being paid to go vote. They're being paid, and you're going to, Sheriff Mack, are you sitting down? I don't want you to fall down when I tell you this.
I'm sitting down, and I'm ready to go.
I've got direct firsthand information where people are being paid in cash and cocaine to go vote. Cash and cocaine to go vote.
Ah, coke.
Yeah. Not Coca-Cola, cocaine. Yeah, white coke, not brown coke. I don't know if that's racist, but. And on top of that, I've got videos of people illegally executing the curbside voting process, and they have able-bodied individuals that are being driven up to the voting location, and they are not getting out of the car. And the election workers, when they come out, they're not making anybody get out of the car. Just so y'all know the rules on that. Real simple. If you drive somebody to the polls to vote, either A, you have to sign an affidavit swearing and affirming that you did not coerce them to vote or how to vote, and or you have to get out of the car and let them vote, essentially, in the privacy of the car. 200 people have gone in to vote, and nobody has gotten out of the car. And when I'm looking at a location where the number of people voting curbside is parallel to one of the number one counties in the state of Texas, we got a big problem here. And those are some of the things that we're going to be outlining. But it all comes back to 100% voter suppression, 100% voter fraud, and, you know, as much electronic problems as we have, we still have the old-fashioned fraud taking place on a daily basis, and we're going to bring these people to justice. You know, God bless me to be part of the arrest with Project Veritas, that arrest with the Attorney General's swift work equated to the fastest arrest in the history of Texas for voter fraud. And I'm hoping that we're going to break that record and get these people arrested faster.
Are you in touch with the AG Paxton's office regarding the situation with the pay for votes?
Yes.
Well, that should get
it. Is Paxton really willing to stand up?
You know, Paxton's office and their team have done a really good job to put out a organized way for people to report voter fraud, to collect that data, and to execute on it. And as long as I've been fighting voter fraud, I can tell you that it's the most robust effort that I've seen to receive tips about voter fraud. Because, look, I mean, look, we're dealing with the general public. They don't vote every single day of their life. So it's not uncommon for somebody to report something and then it not be illegal, but it is very common for if someone feels like something just wasn't right, they just kind of have an icky feeling about what went down. As Sheriff Mack will tell you, they probably witnessed something that was wrong, unethical, and possibly potentially illegal as well. So we are shining the spotlight on this, and all agencies are very cooperative. And once we have the press release, the press conference happened tomorrow, there will be follow-up information that comes out of that, but look
how about the sheriff? How about the governor? Is he willing to stand up enough on this? Because he sure isn't standing up on the border well enough in my mind.
Well, because his name's on the ballot and because his appointee as Secretary of State is doing a good job in this situation, I guarantee you that once we communicate with the Secretary of State, they're going to pick up the call and call the governor. And you'll probably see a press conference, a joint press conference with those two individuals, I would guess.
Sheriff Mack?
Yeah, I think so, too, primarily because Abbott is on the ballot and this is going to affect his election. So I think he'll take it very personally, and I think he will get going. Paxton and Abbott and Secretary of State all going after this, I think it'll be huge.
Remember, ladies and gentlemen, go ahead, Weston.
And Sam, I'm sorry. And Sam, I'm sorry. Plug the CSPOA. You know, we're not saying what county or where, but they got a tip from one of the people that they have been they've known over the years, and reached out to me to run it to ground since I'm one of the voter fraud experts. And I'm telling you, where there's smoke, there's usually fire, and in this case, we got a bonfire.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, we see the logs on fire with the evidence that we've gathered. And what's fascinating to me is they keep claiming that we have no evidence. But why is Mr. Eugene Yu, why did he go to jail? Why did he get extradited from Michigan to California if we don't know what we're talking about? The Heritage Foundation, heritage.org, documents election fraud cases. We've got a database full of them. We have more and more evidence coming out, even in court. It's proven that the FBI squashed information relating to Joe and Hunter Biden and promoted false information knowingly against Donald Trump. That's election fraud by the Justice Department and the FBI. Plain and simple, documented in court, Weston.
100%. And that's why, you know, I feel sorry right now for Greg, for Catherine and Greg. But I can tell you several federal judges and several elected officials on the state and national level that should be taking their place being incarcerated.
Let me tell you one of my fears, though. You know, I appreciate Mike Lindell and all the work that he's done. I appreciate Donald Trump speaking out about the issue. But, folks, we need funding, and neither of these people have funded us at all. What better organization than the CSPOA, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association? Become a member today, as Weston wisely points out, CSPOA.org. But, Sheriff Mack, let's start with you and then go to Weston. What on earth, why aren't these people, Donald Trump, you know, Mike Lindell, others who have money, why aren't they funding us so we can really take this to the next level? We just don't have the means and the resources to do what we know we can accomplish with this. We had an incredible press conference. We're partners with True the Vote. We've got radio and TV, Brighty on TV and Liberty Roundtable and all these networks supporting us. And we've got the goods. We've got the, we just need the funding to go faster, to push harder. We've got the upper hand on this, and the election fraud folks know it. That's why they claim we're deniers, but they're the ones denying the truth, and we're going to hold them accountable. But, man, I'm surprised that we don't have 1,000 times the support than what we're receiving, Sheriff Mack.
Well, as Weston alluded to, this whole thing came through our contacts with sheriffs, and the report came to me directly from a sheriff. We went directly to Weston because we know how involved he is and his contacts with this. And I am too a little bit disappointed that a lot of these people with money are not seeing the forest because of all the trees. And a little bit surprised about Mike Lindell, and I know Mike, and he's a friend of ours, and he came to our July 12th CSPOA press conference. But I don't think he's catching the vision yet and how badly he needs the sheriffs, even though he had 10 sheriffs at his truth seminar.
And let's be very clear, Sheriff Mack, I don't mean to criticize these people as much as I mean a plea to go out nationally, Weston. This is not an attack on them. This is a plea for their support.
Yes. Yes. And they get too busy sometimes in their own things, and they don't see something that's right there in front of them. This is the solution. This is the working solution for America. And again, CSPOA is not the end. We're just an avenue to the end. But right now, I see it as the most vital, important avenue to get these things taken care of. There's not one thing that we've talked about today that the sheriffs of this country, if they were united in this, could not resolve and remedy every bit of this. Election fraud, public corruption, Eric, you name it. Every sheriff in this country could stop it.
And it has an incredible role to play.
Exactly. And so, Weston, I thank you for your involvement in this big time. Thank you.
But what do you say, though? I'm surprised these people aren't helping us. I don't mean to attack them, but I do mean to plea for their help. We need them at this juncture. We have the upper hand in this battle. I know the mainstream press doesn't want the American people to believe it, but look, we've got arrests happening, and they claim it doesn't even exist. It won't be long until that spills out into the mainstream if we can get the mojo behind us. Weston?
Well, there's a couple of things. And you know, the relationship that Sheriff Mack's team and myself and Sheriff Mack and I, you know, it's one of those things I tell people, battlefield promotions are the ones that last forever, and battlefield friendships are the ones that last forever. And I can tell you that the left is very, very scared of just one Sheriff Mack. They're very, very scared of just one Sam. They're very, very scared of even one Weston Martinez. Can you imagine if there's 400 of us or 5,000 of us? Folks, you need to realize that the left wants you to believe that one person can no longer make a difference. And to the people about the funding, Sam, I would tell you that this is you know, I tell people that politics is the missionary field that impacts all the other missionary fields. And you're either a goer or a sender. And those people that are the Trumps of the world and the Lindells of the world and the money that they have, you know what? I don't care what their bank account is or what their zip code is. It all belongs to God. And we need to just pray that God moves on their hearts to see the vision that people like us, that we see, so that they know how to invest their money properly. Because look, Trump's going to keep playing golf four times a week. You know, Lindell's going to keep flying around in his jet to different things and paying people to give him data. All right. And, you know, Dinesh D'Souza, right, those guys made like $15 million off of the 2,000 mules, you know. So the money, you know, where'd that money come from? The money came from the people. So we do need those larger donors to jump in and do what's right. And then we need the little donors that think that their $10 is insignificant. You know, they need to realize that $10 a month to CSPOA or to, you know, VFBI, you know, that money adds up because it winds up being stable money that we can count on. And I you know, I'm not going to speak for Sheriff Mack, but I can tell you, I would rather have a bunch of smaller donors that I can count on than building my budget around one or two big donors. And you know, let's save the big donors for major events. There's going to be some major events that are going to happen between now and 2024. And I'll tell you what, Sam, if you thought the Trump rallies were big, you wait till CSPOA and VFBI and Liberty Roundtable start having rallies across the country. You won't even be able to have it inside of a venue. You'll have to have it outside.
There you have it, Sheriff Mack. Take us home, buddy. The last word is yours, sir.
Wow. Well, Weston really called it. And thank you so much for what you're doing, Weston. It's an honor to be on your team and working with you. Again, the three of us are showing the example to America that we need to come together and do this. And as Sam told all of you folks, this cannot happen without funding. Weston, thank you for the work you're doing. I know you've put a lot of time and your own money into this, just as Sam and I have as well. It would be really great to have the two big donors or two or three big donors and have it come in. But we've had them drop out. We've had some support like that in the past, and for some reason they drop out. But yes, the American people are who we depend on for that. Our posse memberships, we depend on that. And Weston, the work that we're about is one thing, and that is to save our country and to restore the Constitution as the supreme law of this great land. That is what we're focused on. That is what we do. That is what you two brothers in this work have dedicated your lives to, for your families. And both of you take seriously the pledge that the founders made to themselves. We mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and sacred honor. The three of us have done that. I know the two of you have. Sometimes I falter and become weak in that, but I love it. And when I associate with the two of you, my strength in this is renewed. And we have something now here, concrete, to do. One, to help this sheriff and others in Texas and Arizona and who are reporting these sort of things, and to help Catherine and Greg. And so God bless you both for your efforts. And Weston, thank you so very much for what you're doing.
Amen. Thank you, Weston. God bless you, Sheriff Richard Mack and Weston Martinez. Go to voterfbi.org. Go to cspoa.org. We are focused on solutions, and we need you in every way, ladies and gentlemen. Don't let them believe that they've got the upper hand and that there's no way for us to win. We've got the upper hand, and they know it. That's why they're scrambling and panicking, and that's why they won't let Greg and Catherine go. We know the truth, ladies and gentlemen, and the truth shall set us free. For Weston Martinez, voterfbi.org, and Sheriff Richard Mack, cspoa.org, and yours truly, we declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.